Hey guys, thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode number 5, season 3. Get a chance, go to the anchor.fm/rehabyourlifepodcast for the full episode. So my name is Karen Malone. I am your host. And on today's show, I wanted to talk about the current COVID statistics and what you can do to stay safe. And I will also be announcing those who were selected to participate in the anthology that I'll be writing about our COVID experiences and allowing them to share their stories as well. So we got to pay a quick bill. So let me tell you about one of our episode sponsors. doTERRA Essentials is an essential oils company that really seeks to help you to be able to upgrade your wellness. And so listen to the full advertisement on Anchor and reach out to Miss Carolyn Todd at irunonoils.bit.ly. So let's talk about the COVID statistics. So I went to Google, as we all do, and I wanted to see what the current stats were. You're able to look up really specific data, which is so interesting. And they've been tracking on here, it says since May 25th. I'm sure there's another website or platform where it's tracking all last year. But so far at this point, there are 2.4 million cases of COVID that has been diagnosed. And of those, 38,610 people have unfortunately passed away. And in my area where I live, it's Harris County in Houston, Texas, we have 325,000 cases with 4,410 of those individuals have passed away. And as of today, there are 1,602 new cases diagnosed, and unfortunately, 54 people passed on today. And so you're able to go, I literally just went to Google and put in COVID stats by state. So you're able to go in there and look at your individual states, the nation as a whole, and then your specific county and or city. And, you know, it has really been taxing on everyone, including myself. You guys know that I had COVID over the holidays. So I missed spending the traditional time with family and friends around Christmas and New Year's. But I thank God that I overcame it. And I just want to share this information as a way of being able to encourage you as well. But I also wanted to dispel some of those myths that are out there and also share with you ways of staying safe. So COVID-19 is caused by a coronavirus called SARS-CoV-2. Older adults and people who have severe underlying medical conditions like lung or heart disease or diabetes seem to be at a higher risk for developing more serious complications from COVID-19. Now, you got to really look at those words. It says that they seem to be, or that they have severe. And so if you are someone that has heart or lung disease or diabetes and it is not severe, the probability of you overcoming this is greater than what is reported. And I just want to encourage you. I'm a 2-time cancer survivor and I made it through COVID. Now, I do have some lingering side effects, like my back was impacted, and so I will be going for physical therapy for that. But it was never a breathing event for me. It was a fever, diarrhea, things of that nature where I got extremely dehydrated, but it was not a fever event, a breathing event. And so COVID really has hit everybody totally different. And that's part of why I wanted to do the anthology, was to be able to see all of these different perspectives and hear different people's story. So I hope you guys are looking forward to the anthology. The release date as it stands is April the 1st, 2021. So we have a really short window of time, but we're going to get this out there in the world because You cannot allow fear to grip you. And I want to be able to share these stories of people that have had a variety of experiences, but yet they've overcome. And so I also want to share information on how you can stay safe. And so this is information from Harris County Public Health Department, which is in my area. You know, the number one thing that you can do is wash your hands. Coronavirus can be on a variety of surfaces. Because we cannot see it, we just don't know. And so it could be on my laptop, it could be on my curtain, it could be on my door handle, it could be on a lot of different things. And we touch it, and then we touch our face, or provide it the opportunity to enter into our bodies. So we definitely want to make sure that we are washing our hands. Social distancing is another thing. If this is not someone who is in your home or in your circle of usual suspects, like I say, then you want to keep your distance from them, because you just don't know. And even those within your family, sometimes you get it from them. Even if they're out and about moving around, you still want to be very mindful of social distancing. And last but not least of importance is your mask. And even now they're talking about double masking. And so we want to definitely be mindful of all of those ways that we actually can keep ourselves safe. So you, of course, go to the cdc.gov website for more information. And our next episode sponsor is Vervante. They are a publishing company. When I was looking for somewhere to do my Rehab Your Life planner, this is where I went to. I'm so satisfied with my planner. I just got a shipment in yesterday or the day before. And so I'm so excited. It looks so nice and professional. It was even sealed in plastic. So when you get it from me, no one else has touched that. And so Cindy Tyler was on the podcast last week. She's the owner of Vervante. And so to hear more about her story and also about their company, make sure you listen to last week's podcast, episode number 4, with Cindy Tyler of Vervante. And you can reach them at vervante.com. So now, without further ado, I would like to share with you the contributing authors that have been accepted for participating in the upcoming anthology that I'm writing. And I will share the title of it with you later. We have a working title, but you just never know. And I don't want to put it out there too early. So here are the contributors: Amy Matthews, Renee Silman, LaPortia Miller, Jaquana Poindexter, Tarasha Adair, Danielle Smith, Venus Bailey, Karma Kimber, Camille Aishola, and myself, Karen Malone. The 10 of us are going to share our experiences and hopefully encourage you to know that if for any reason you were to catch it and you do have underlying health conditions, that you will survive this. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus and he will bring you through. And so last episode sponsor is me. My Lose to Win book is the book that I wrote about my experience with cancer and the loss of my child and the loss of my home and the Bank of America situation and just how God brought me through all of those things. So it's called Lose to Win, A Believer's Journey, and it is available on Amazon.com today for only $15.99. So our upcoming events: on February the 27th at 11 a.m. virtually, I will be hosting a webinar on the emergency binder. The question is, do you have your affairs in order? And if not, you need to join us on Saturday, February 27th at 11 a.m. Go to rehabyourlife.org to register today to find out why you need an emergency binder. And so there you have it. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Rehab Your Life podcast. If you have not done so, like and subscribe to both our podcast as well as our Facebook page for more information. Thank you guys so much, and I hope that you have a blessed day.
This episode was sponsored by Carolyn Todd, an independent wellness advocate of doTERRA, an essential oils company changing the world one drop at a time, providing the purest, highest quality essential oils and products. Her goal is to empower you and your loved ones with health and wellness. To learn more about working with Carolyn, check out her website at http://mydoterra.com/Carolyn Todd.
Start.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So I would just like to say for anyone who's listening, now we talked a lot about me and my path to get here, but from a work perspective on what we offer, if anyone out there is listening who wants to get their book written or has an idea for a product, you know, our goal is to make it really easy for the first-time author, the first-time product, you know, developer. If you are interested in creating something fun, whether you're an artist or you have a story to tell, you know, let us know. I think this publishing world can be a little intimidating, and I want to try to make that not. So it's like you said, Karen, we try to make it easy. You know, we try to make it really user-friendly, and you don't have to print a lot. We can literally print one. So if you're interested in doing something like that, please take a look at our website.
And so tell everyone your website and your social media handles for whatever, if you're on Instagram or Facebook.
Yep. So our website's vervante.com, and I think you can find us on both Facebook and Instagram at Vervante. I've been blessed to build this business over the last 21 years with word of mouth, so we don't do a lot of marketing or social media. We do have a blog and a website. We do a newsletter, so you check out our website. I think you get most of the information there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today.